Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, I'm sitting here looking at this book. It's a picture of the book. I don't have the book in my possession. I feel a little bit weird about having the book in my possession, actually. It's called At Satan's Altar. Now, the subtitle of the book is a collection of prayers, chants, affirmations, hymns, and rituals at Satan's Altar. So you might be wondering why on this show we're talking about this book, because it's not typically something that we would bring up. We're definitely not endorsing the book. We had Dennis Prager on last week. We were endorsing his book. We're not endorsing At Satan's Altar. But this has become a political issue. And this is the kind of stuff that I used to be like, this is national stuff. Now it's local. This is now the dirtiness of local politics that people are bringing up this kind of stuff to library boards, and this one in Collinsville. So I read you the title of the book. It's a Satanist manual, basically, a bunch of like Satanist psalms. They're trying to get it into the Collinsville library. Now, here's where it becomes political. And that's why we got Paul Nicolosi here to talk about, about why this is happening in Collinsville, in Madison County. So you're on the Madison County board. You're running for re-election.
Yes, sir.
How does this enter now into the political world?
Well, I don't think it really shouldn't. You know, I'm on a county board. I have nothing to do with what goes in or out of the library. Quite frankly, I don't want to ever run for the library board after what I've seen.
No, but kidding.
What happened was in September, late September, you know, someone, a librarian, put a book in a library called At Satan's Altar. I heard scuttlebutts. I heard rumors about it. I just didn't believe it. The board president called me, had a copy of the book. She said it was snuck in a library, didn't go through the proper protocols to get approved to be put on the shelf. It was just put in there by an employee. So I'm like, wow, okay, that, I mean, that's wild. And she goes, well, I'm pulling it. And I'm like, well, yeah, you probably should. And then next thing you know, the Channel 4 News does a story on it. It was a good story. It was great journalism. They reported the facts. They said that nobody in the library, this book is in no libraries in the St. Louis metro east area. They read the back of the book, which I told you is alarming. You can read it to your audience later.
Pull that up real quick, just to give you a couple sentences, just real quick. Talks about the author, a disciple of the devil for more than 30 years, presents the reader with a fascinating collection of her personal and heartfelt devotionals to the Lord of Darkness.
Yeah, and then it gets worse. And to be honest with you, it's a lot to take in. So, you know, got pulled. I'm like, okay, thank God. I thought it'd be kind of over. We wouldn't have to hear about it anymore, surely. A couple days later, I think around September 25th, 26th, I would call her a prominent elected official, especially within the Democrat Party for sure, put out a big Facebook post saying that, and this was on the Collinsville Democrat page, it's still up, that Satan's Altar should be in the library because there's books on Christianity.
So this is a prominent Democrat official. Not
she's
somebody
elected.
Who's like
she's
in
elected.
Office.
She's in office.
Oh, she is in office.
She's in office.
Okay. So we can see this?
Yes, you can.
So can you tell us who it is?
Sure. It's Ashley Stewart. She's a Collinsville Maryville Township trustee.
Okay. So, I mean, it's public information, right? So it's not, we're not trying to smear you.
No, we're not trying to smear you. She's never said anything bad about me publicly. I'm just kind of saying what she said, and I'm not going to say anything bad about her, but she did put up this post in favor of a satanic book. And she drew a parallel to Christianity. Well, since we have Christian representation, we got to have satanic representation. And I'm like, well, I can't believe they're going with this.
it seems like a weird position
to
take.
I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, where's this going? I said, is this going to be used as a political tool? And the Collinsville, you know, Township Library, or it's the Mississippi Valley Library elections in the spring. I'm like, is this going to be used a tool in November? Because, you know, most of the, well, we have three people up in the Collinsville area, and of course, they're opposed to a satanic book being put in the library. Especially, it didn't even go through the proper protocols. First and foremost, you just can't drop a book in the library.
Is this a political setup? I mean, are they trying to draw you into something?
Well, we're going to get into that, and I'm going to call this part, which I'll be talking about this the whole interview, a tale of two parties. So the Collinsville Maryville Township Republicans, we did a day of action about 10 days ago Saturday. It'll be a week ago Saturday. Food drive, right? Food drive. We worked with the food pantry. We got food. We raised money. Worked out good. You know, a lot of needy people in Collinsville, a lot of needy people in everywhere nowadays. So the Democrats did a day of action 2 days later, a week ago today. Their day of action was to get people to protest at the library to put the satanic book in.
what shocks me
is
that we're in a place in America where local politicians, well, any politicians really, but I mean local politicians are so much more accessible.
Sure.
You know, these are people that you actually can into at the grocery store. I'm not going to bump into Kamala Harris at Schnucks, but I will bump into people that, you know, you see the yard signs for, and that they would say, yeah, you know what I'm fine with is being on the side of the Satanist book.
Well, and the thing is, I said, now I know where they're going with this. This is a political football. They want to rattle the cages for the November elections alongside the spring elections. So, you know, I did attend the meeting. I mean, looking back, it's not shocking. I mean, these are people who want to put a satanic book in our library and not even follow the proper protocols to do so. There are multiple public speakers. Oh, man, I think there's like 15 to 18.
I saw the protest. Yeah, I wasn't there, but I saw that it was happening.
A gentleman who's a former library board trustee who is running again held a day of action on his Facebook page. And I'm going to tell you, these comments, you have to listen to them. Thank God the audio saved. Once again, a line of attack on Christian churches in the area, mostly mine. My pastor took a lot of heat during from these people. You know, we got called a Christian nationalist. Not sure exactly what that is. Is that anybody goes to church?
I always say, too, that like the word evangelical, for instance, or Christian nationalist, these are political terms.
Sure.
We don't toss those around in church. We don't walk around going, I'm an evangelical, I'm a Christian nationalist. Like this stuff is just manufactured for labels.
Right. And what I'm saying is this, everything I'm saying can be backed up. Okay. So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So they've been calling, you know, my church, Revive Church in Collinsville, a Christian nationalist church all the time. They've been going after various library board members, calling them Christian nationalists. That's about the nicest thing they've called them. I can't tell you the names on air, but it's on Facebook. There are screenshots of all this stuff they've been saying. So I'm like, wow, this is where they're going. They're using, trying to draw in people in arguments by using their Christianity against them, and they're really trying to bait them into a fight by throwing a controversial satanic book. You expect the worst in politics. I didn't expect this, though, because I don't think a national-level candidate, like you talked about Kamala Harris or really anybody, Bernie Sanders, heck, anybody on the left or, you know, right, of course, you'd be denounced if you put a satanic book up. Nobody on the left nationally or major politician would use a satanic book.
I'm glad we're still at that point.
Yeah, I'm glad we're all for now. And so the speakers, you know, like I said, they targeted my church, Christianity. Then one speaker kind of threw me for a loop. They had a painting. This young lady had a painting of an American flag shaped with a middle finger. She showed it to the board, showed it to the audience. She said something to the effect of, "You might find this offensive, but I find it to be good art." And I wasn't, offended, like, oh, my God, clutching my pearls. But I'm like, why would you do that to the American flag? What does that middle finger mean? F America? F what? I just didn't get where they're going with it. So then this is kind of, then it got surreal. It got kind of, I didn't know where they were going. The guy who held the protest for the satanic book to be put in the library said a Christian prayer. And his public comment, that's it, and he walked away.
Wow. Well, we're definitely through the looking glass, I guess.
Yeah, that's where we're at. There were other elected officials, and my opponent, county board candidate, was there. She's sitting amongst the people who are for the satanic book being put in, sitting very close to the person with the painting. So I'm like, I think people who were running for the library board, kind of on the left side, were, you know, Democrat side, they were also in attendance. And like I said, the guy who held the day of action for the satanic book is a former library board trustee going for the position again.
Well, I got to ask you, sure. Now, I don't want to run out of time here because we're short, but is every Democrat, like all the people supporting this were Democrats, all the people against it, I'm assuming Republicans. But
some people, I don't even know their affiliation or against it.
But as far as politics goes, I mean, a lot of people aren't standing up and yelling about politics. They're yelling about this kind of stuff. But of the Democrats that you know, not all of them are in support of this, I assume.
No, I don't want to say that at all. Democrat county board members, I just kind of saw one's Facebook comments where I think she would be for it. The ones I've spoken to are completely against it, all the county board members serving. But the Collinsville Democrat Facebook page has a lot of people liking the post, supporting it. So you're going to have to ask them, and I don't know who runs the page, but you're going to have to ask them if they support it because they seem to be passionate about it.
Yeah, well, that's why we're talking about it. Yeah. Paul Nicolucci is here running for county board, Madison County. So this is the kind of stuff now that you're dealing with. I mean, county board.
Sure.
Like, you shouldn't be having to talk about, Satanists.
I'd like to talk there as a lot of issues that separate Democrats and Republican Madison County. That's what I really want to get into. I'm not running to be the theologian of County Board District 23. I'm running to be, County Board.
You have a track record. You've been in for two years, so it's not as if you're fresh to this.
And I'm just going to tell you a difference. It's kind of a tale of two parties once again. Like, my biggest thing is law enforcement. I support law enforcement. I'm endorsed by Sheriff Connor, State's Attorney Hain. That is a elected official's number one job. I am not a member of law enforcement, any kind of body, but when they ask me for something, they ask for more help, they ask for resolution, they ask for more funding for stuff they need, I'm there. I'm one of the first board members they call. Because, what good are policies? Oh, I got this great tax policy or this, if people are not safe. And we have very impressive people at the top of the food chain there in law. I mean, Jeff Connor and Tom Hain. We are so lucky to have those guys.
Madison County's moving in a good direction.
It's moving in a great direction. Yeah. I mean, the Democrats, upstate.
We're talking about Illinois here, people. Just all you Missouri listeners, I apologize. But we were talking about Illinois.
We're not all crazy Chicago people. Madison County is, we're bright red. We got great budgets.
There. Yeah.
No, we know we're bright red. We have a balanced budget. We have a surplus. We got great things happening. It's all done within the last 8 years, too. And the thing is, the Democrats in Chicago threw the Safety Act. You know, most of the ones I know in Madison County did support it. I think a couple Democrat board members off the top of my head did not support it, but that's kind of their thing. You know, we're with law enforcement. We're not making their job difficult. Like today, you know, the Republican elected officials I've noticed on Facebook, including myself, they flooded, you know, Facebook with first responder posts or, and this is something I noticed too, you can feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, whenever an officer passes away, you know, 99% of the public's behind it. As far as political figures go, Republicans are, you know, they're doing fundraisers. They're, you know, doing things for first responders. We're trying to raise money. The Democrats, I don't say they say anything bad about the officer who died, but they seem not to put out a helping hand. But let an officer be alleged of doing something wrong, even before the case is old, they know all the facts, boom, they're bad.
Yeah.
They start showing stuff for the victim. And I'm going to draw a parallel to my race. There's a case like, you know, I got all kinds of stuff for first responders on my Facebook page, personal friends, ones I've worked with over the years when I was in the nightclub industry. But just, you know, I don't mean to beat up my opponent. I'm not going to say anything negative about her, just like as a person, but she posted something on a case where an officer, it was kind of, you know, it looked like the officer had some wrongdoing with all honesty, but we kind of don't know yet. I think we should go to court before we convict anybody, especially something like this. And she posted something about, you know, something for the victim. Then multiple officers in the area have been hurt or killed since then, and no posts. But, you know, I post something for law enforcement all the time.
Paul, what we're talking about is national issues, and they've become local issues.
Sure.
I mean, this used to be the stuff that was only big national headlines, maybe state headlines. But I mean, you're running for county board.
Sure.
This is the kind of stuff we're talking about. So, but we're out of time. So the last thing, Paul Nicolucci, who are you running against? Just for context, who are you running against?
Kara Hogan Downey.
Okay. So there you go. If you're in Madison County, Illinois, you have just now heard the case from Paul Nicolucci. We will be right back. Gosh, it's a couple days till the election. I can't believe it. I mean, we talk about national stuff, but I'm glad that you're out there fighting these fights. I mean, there's so many of you fighting these fights locally. And I wish we could highlight all the stories. We just don't have time, but I appreciate you being here, Paul Nicolucci. We will be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.